This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Scott Stebner, Director of Communications with the Kansas Beef Council, joins us. Scott, in response to a growing number of people searching for local and online meat sales, Kansas Beef Council is creating a digital platform to directly connect consumers looking to purchase beef with those who produce it.
The Kansas Beef Council, in terms of our communication and marketing efforts, has always been led by data and statistics. And so we've been carefully monitoring relevant Google search terms over the years. And one of the things that has steadily increased is consumers looking for more community-based and online-based meat in their local community. And we want to be a good resource for them, especially in the last few months that has spiked. Kansas is a leading beef production state. So chances are if consumers have bought a steak in Kansas, it has a hoofprint in Kansas. But for those who want to prefer to purchase their steak in their community, we are launching a resource that's going to help connect them to producers that also sell in this way. And what that's going to look like is we're going to have a consumer-facing directory of beef producers that they can search by county and get in front of them. And what we're going to do and how this is going to be different is we're going to specifically market this to consumers using Google advertisements to get it in front of consumers who are Googling these terms. And most importantly, we want to be a great source of relevant, fact-based, science-based information that's going to positively impact beef demand.
You're accepting submissions to be included in the directory?
Exactly. The directory is free to Kansas beef producers, and we're going to be getting that listing in front of consumers. Now, we know that producers have been selling this way, and some are starting new in selling this way. But this isn't just a short-term solution. We're going to try to be doing this for the foreseeable future. So whether you're sold out now or planning to sell in the future, go to our website, kansasbeef.org, reporting beef checkoff dollars. You'll see the link. And then from there, you can go and submit to be part of this listing.
And Scott, when will the new portal be available?
We are accepting submissions for beef producers now, but we want to try to get listings populated into the directory. And what we hope is to get this consumer-facing sometime by the end of June, really right before that July 4th holiday season. 70% of consumers, some statistics say, don't have $1,000 in savings. So purchasing this beef this way, whether it be quarter or half, bundle or whole, isn't for everyone. And some people, you know, the grocery store might be best for them. And some people, they've made the decision that they would like to purchase it directly from a beef producer. So either way, we're going to get good information in front of them.
That is Scott Stebner, Director of Communications with the Kansas Beef Council, who joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.